you got dumped, you probably should let it go and move on. But that would be the healthy thing to do, right? Instead, get answers during Hump Day Dump Day with John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, time for Hump Day Dump Day.
Hump Day!
So someone like Alana got dumped. She wants to know why she got dumped. Maybe he gave a reason, but she doesn't believe it. So Alana, welcome to our show. Welcome to Hump Day Dump Day.
Hi.
Hi. So what's your story?
Well, I just got totally blindsided because my boyfriend broke up with me and he didn't tell me why. He just came in and he completely tore the rug out from under me. And he's not telling, like, I've tried to reach out to him and he has blocked me on every type of social media. So I'm so clueless. Like, did I murder some? I don't understand what is going on.
How long were you guys together?
Like almost a year. And I mean, this isn't just like something like short that someone would just like ghost you on.
Right. And you didn't do anything? There was like no cheating, no messages that he caught, you have absolutely no idea. You didn't do anything wrong.
Absolutely nothing. I am an angel.
Mm. When he broke up with did he give a reason or he just said it's over?
Well, he didn't even say anything. Like, it was the weirdest thing. I was getting ready for work and he just showed up at my place because he had some stuff at my place and he just started like collecting his stuff. And he was totally giving me the cold shoulder. He wouldn't look at me. He wouldn't answer any of my questions. And I'm just like, I'm trying to get something out of him. And he wouldn't say anything. He's just like, we're over. We're done. And he left. And I was on my way to work, so I couldn't, like, stop him. I couldn't talk to him. Like, and then I had to go to a shift. And, like, I was, like, crying on my break.
Oh.
And I don't know. I'm trying to not freak out right now,
okay.
I really don't know what's going on.
You poor thing.
Having no answers and being all the way in yourself and him just being out and done has got to be messing with your head.
I mean, like, I thought things were going great. I mean, we were talking about moving in together. Like, it just didn't, I don't know what happened.
How long ago was this?
Just like a couple days. Like, I've been trying to contact him and I can't get anything out of him. There's no, it's just a blank dead wall.
Oh, you poor thing. And what about his, like, have you reached out to his friends? Are they ignoring you?
I've like sent messages to people. They haven't said anything back. I did call his mom, cause we, you know, like, we're on good terms. I actually met her kind of early on in the relationship. That was, like, I thought that was a pretty good sign that things were going well. But she didn't know. She said she didn't know anything. I was like, is it another girl? And she's like, well, it's definitely not another girl, but she said that she didn't know. I just don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair to break up with someone after almost a year and say absolutely nothing.
You know, I've never heard the phrase dead wall. She's an absolute dead wall.
Well, it's not got ivy on it or anything. It's alive. It's dead.
I get it. It makes sense. I just never heard that before. I'm going to try to use that. So you know, part of me wants to say that there has to be something. Like, you know, you did, that there's something.
No.
Well, no, hear me out. Part of me says that there's something, that you know what it is. There's something, right? You got caught stealing. Or there's something. There's something, right? Then the other part of me knows, I know of a story of a doctor who's married and his wife was a nurse and they worked together and they had a great relationship. And one day he came home from work and just packed up and left. And she was blindsided, completely blindsided. And it turned out he was having an affair with another nurse and he married that nurse. But she had no idea, just like what she's saying right now, nothing, clueless. And he came home, didn't say a word, just everything that she said, just packed up stuff and packed up a suitcase. And she was talking about what's going on. And he ignored her.
That's so mean.
Like, they had, up until that second, they communicated, they were friendly. It was like, whoever the other woman was like, okay, then pack up, let's go. And you know what I mean? Like,
a
flip, switch flipped, and then bam.
That's where my mind was going. But then when she said she talked to his mom, and she said there wasn't another girl. Do you think?
Well, mom also might be protecting her kid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I look, I'm not gonna say anything. That's just between true. You two guys, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. You
know
what
I mean? In the mix.
So what's your boyfriend's?
Well, you're not making me feel any better.
Well, we're just trying to work, you know, troubleshoot it, try to figure things out. So we'll call him and try to figure it out. But so what's his name?
Roy.
That's how she said it. Roy. All right, we'll get him on the phone. We'll find out what happened. Hump Day Dump Day is next with John, Jay, and Rich.
Hump Day!
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, we are in the middle of Hump Day Dump Day.
You've Hump Day!
Alana and Roy, they've been together about a year. Was it a couple weeks ago? A week ago? What?
Yeah, a couple days ago.
A couple days ago. He just mm-hmm. went to her house, started getting his things, not talking to her, and just left. Blocked her, won't talk to her. None of his friends will return messages, and his mom says he doesn't know what's going on. Everything seemed fine.
That would drive me crazy. I would need answers.
Yeah, and she's already had a couple of emotional breakdowns on the phone with us, so she's very mm-hmm. fragile.
Yeah.
So, Alana, we're going to call Roy. Are you sure you want us to do this?
I'm sure. I have a glass of water now.
Okay, are you balancing it on your hand or something? What do you do with that glass of water?
It's on a table.
It's on the table.
Okay. You know what? It sounds weird, but I feel like you physically cannot cry when you're taking a sip of water. So
is that
I think
a medical
that's
thing?
A good way.
Did you just make that up?
No, I didn't make it up. It's true.
You can't?
It.
Really?
Okay, I'm gonna drink this water.
Didn't we
punch
talk
me
about
in the
that?
Face. Punch. You're right, oh my god! So, I should get into MMA and try that.
Oh, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Drinking water.
I'm drinking water.
So it's also a good way that I've noticed. If you feel like you're gonna cry, you take a sip of water, and it kind of helps ward it off a little bit.
For real?
So,
I've never heard that.
So no, if you feel like you're gonna cry, if you get the phone call, hey man, your parents are killed in a car accident. Hold on a second. Go.
Hydration.
You go so dark with things. Yeah.
I had no idea that's a real mm-hmm. thing.
It's a thing.
Dude, so she just owed you on life hacks.
It's pretty big.
That's the biggest life hack of them all. Everybody mm-hmm. cries, not if you're drinking water.
Never knew.
There you go. I feel like we haven't talked about this yet.
I don't think so.
Yes, we did.
That's all new to me, sounds like. Well, next time Kyle starts to cry, I'm going to push my water over to her. There you go. Hey, man.
Hey, drink some water.
Those times are far and few between.
Well, Suzette cries every day, she's
going to
be surrounded by water.
Gallons of water.
Are we getting Roy on the line? Roy?
Hello?
Hi, is Roy available?
Yeah, this is he. Who's speaking?
Hey, Roy, this is Suzette from the John, Jay, and Rich Show. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm good. Thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I know this is random, but we wanted to talk to you on the radio for a second, but we need your permission first. Yeah. So is it cool?
Sure. Never been on the radio before.
Roy, have you seen the TV show The Bachelor and The Bachelorette? You familiar with those shows?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Okay, so, you know, with the pandemic, dating was really weird during the pandemic, and now those shows are coming back, and people are starting to date now a little bit more, because before we had those Zoom dates, but now people are starting to get out a little bit. So we were thinking about doing a radio version of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. So we were starting to kind of interview single people to see if people wanted to participate, you know, maybe date people and then come back and report how the date was on our radio show. So...
Okay.
Are you a single guy? Before we go any further, are you a single guy?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Oh, really? Okay. So now why are you single?
I broke up with my girlfriend like last week.
Oh, so you're recently single.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You seem proud.
I am.
Why?
I am, actually.
Why'd you break up with her?
It's simple, really. She cheated on me.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Oh, then
but she doesn't know that I know that she cheated, though.
How do you know she cheated on you?
Oh, because, man, these are the things that you just can't hide from people. You know what I mean? Like, here's the thing. I found out she was cheating on me because of text messages. And I looked at her phone. I know we're not supposed to be doing that as men. That's very childish. But I had a gut feeling, right? So I saw the text message that she was texting this other guy, and I was like, you know what? Forget this. I'm not going to do this. So,
Roy, no, Roy, no, no. I did not cheat on you. I did not.
Hello? Well, What?
It's Alana. Roy, I didn't cheat on you. What are you talking about? What are you talking about me cheating on you?
Okay. You did cheat on me, and I know you did. Lying isn't the best thing for you, for your situation right now, Alana.
No! Oh, my God, Roy, I swear to you, I did not cheat on you.
You did. All right? When you left to go to that little store run that you said you were going to do, I saw Roger chewing on something, so I went to take it from him, and it was this money clip with your ex's ID on it. Cards and everything. So I know he was here, and I didn't know about... And I didn't know about it, which means that you cheated on me.
No, I don't know anything about a money clip like that. That must have been old. That must have been something from before.
Yeah. I thought about that. Why? Too. So I checked.
No.
All right. And everything is current and up to date. And the poor guy probably doesn't even know that he lost his things yet.
Come on. No. Roy, you're being ridiculous. Okay.
No, what's ridiculous?
You're being ridiculous. You're throwing away a year-long relationship because you found something?
No. No, yeah, exactly. I found the money clip with your ex's information on it. If all the cards are up to date.
Do you want to know the truth?
Yeah, I want to know the truth. I'd rather be slapped with the truth than kissed by a lie.
Okay, well, he did come over. But it was just to grab things that he had left in the apartment. I didn't want to say anything to you because I knew that you would get upset.
Okay, so how did his clip fall out of his pocket if he was just grabbing something? Unless they were in his pants and they were being taken off. Like I said before, Elena, honesty is the best policy in this case for you right now.
Oh, good! Fine, okay? I'm sorry. I did something that I really regret it, and I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for anything to happen. It just happened, and I don't want this to end just because I did something stupid. Please.
What did you do?
So you did sleep with your ex.
Get Susan some water.
I did. I did, but I regret it. I regretted it while it was happening. I feel so terrible.
You said you were an
angel. I love you so much, Roy. I'm so sorry.
You know what? Nah, this is bull. I'm good, actually. You know what, Elena? I hope you have a great life. And please do me a favor. Never speak to me again.
No, please, I am so sorry. Please, just let's talk about it, okay? Let's just talk about it.
Oh, there's nothing to talk about, Elena. There's nothing to talk about. I don't want to ever talk to you ever again. How can I trust a liar? It's done. I'm through.
I'm so sorry.
I told you, so I said, you clearly know what you did, or... Yeah.
But she didn't know he knew.
Well, I mean, of course he knew. I mean, if she would have been open with us, we would be like, well, clearly, if she's like, oh, five days ago, my ex-boyfriend came over and had sex with him. Oh, maybe he found out.
Right. It meant nothing.
But you're trying to find out what happened, how he would know. Yeah. Like, why would he be acting that way? Well, clearly he found out. Maybe a neighbor told him. Maybe. Oh, but wait, no, his wallet fell out of his pants.
And your behavior like makes a lot of sense now because you knew that happened. Yeah. So you were freaking out that there would be a possibility that he knew.
Damn, bro.
But why? And you did it in the house.
In your house.
I'm sorry.
With his things were there. In front of his things.
John Jay.
If you guys still have this whole, you know, looking for singles thing, I am more than interested. So please, let me know.
Yeah, we're not. Mm.
The fact that you're still trying to talk. I mean, what is wrong with you?
I love you. I'm so sorry.
All right, listen. We got to go.
Stop.
So I'm going to put you two on hold.
I'm still in shock.
I know.
That's
sorry, guys.
That's Hump Day Dump Day.
Hump Day
with John Jay and Rich.